Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. She just said it, that you, because you paying child support don't mean whatever she said behind it, don't mean what, that you can't. I don't know what's going on tonight. This boy crazy tonight, bros. Let's see what's happening here. 313-6638, your mic is open.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon to you, Jay. What's going on?
What's going on, brother? What's happening?
I don't know. This is the mailman from Detroit.
Yeah, I know the voice. I don't know the man, but I know the voice. How you doing, Mr. Mailman?
I'm hunky-dory, man. Ain't no need to talk about it. It's all good.
That's what's happening.
Oh, yeah. I just thought maybe it was off. It was kind of quiet. I didn't hear nothing. So I just pushed the button just to see what.
Yeah, you know what it is? I'm having some with the board. I think I brought Slouch in. Slouch, you in there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just getting in.
Come on in.
What up, Slouch?
What's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
We're gonna see the red car. It's Sunday,
man. I don't know. I got to check my, you know, my checking and savings, you know. So when they get right, then I'll be right. I'm all right. It's ready to go though. It's definitely ready to go, but no, it's a little too expensive for me right now. I went a little bit overboard, you know. You know where it was. I went just a little bit overboard, even though he helped me $1 million. I mean, he helped me $1 million, but I went overboard a little bit, you know. So you have to sit still.
You saying the car ready to go, but you ain't ready to go.
Right. That's what it is. My checking and savings won't let me go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two things will run you overboard, race cars and women.
That's right.
You might have one plan, but you end up with another.
Junior, you sure know what to say. I don't know how old you are, but you sure know what to say.
Man, you know what? I'll be 50 years old next week.
Yeah, you a youngster. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's good.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm hoping I could get me another 50 out of this. I don't know.
I know that's right.
We gonna try, though.
Yeah.
So how did it go for you guys up there?
Oh, I didn't go, but I watched it. They had it on the internet. Thanks to Slouch, he let everybody know how that if you can't make it, how you can watch it. And I really enjoyed myself. It was a real good show for us. I was concerned.
Oh,
And you know your man from
Huh?
You know your man from Chicago, he won it all, you know that.
Hold on. See, I didn't want to say nothing. You know,
well,
I'm
gonna say it. The truth is the light.
Let
it shine on somebody.
I let somebody else open the door again. another big shootout, and in the end, who was left standing?
There you go,
Donye. I gotta congratulate Donye. Fade the Black, Chicago's Most Wanted. They went up there to Milan, cracked some heads wide open. Hey, they snatched the trophy, the cape, the money, and the girl. They got it all.
That's right.
They got it all.
Well, yeah. Yes, sir. I mean that beard couldn't do nothing wrong. I mean he could not do nothing wrong.
Well, you know, Donye been working real hard at that car. He's been putting in a lot of work. He done had a lot of bumps and bruises, a lot of beat ups and mishaps. And you know what? I'm glad anytime a man is able to go through all of that, I mean, it shows he's persistent. He ain't let him bring him down, you know?
That's right.
Now the fruits are paying off, which is a great thing. And again, I'm not taking sides from Chicago, but, I keep telling y'all messing with the wrong group of guys now. You know, over here, and I'ma say it like this. You know, I love the cuss. Motherfuckers over here will fight. We fight now. So what else is happening? Sloss, what's going on? Give me a rundown of the weekend, brother.
Well, I don't know anything about the shootout they had at Milan. I was at the Wilbur Dream Cruise over the weekend.
And okay.
I seen some amazing car. I seen a Bugatti that I never seen in my life. I seen one of them on the roads. Seen that new Stingray Corvette. Oh my goodness, that's a bad car right there.
Oh, they bought all the bells and whistles out, man. Anytime you got a Bugatti out there, you got top of the line, man. That's top flight there. Did you happen to go over there by Big Fred and them? How did that go?
No, I couldn't make it over there. I was stuck over there with kids and all that over there having a ball, so I really couldn't make it.
Oh, okay then. Okay. I got here. I don't know. Did you get the announcement from Fred? I got to put my glasses on because, you know, it's been catching up to me. But let me run through this real quick. Okay. I'm going to read the message as it came because, again, I don't know my way around Detroit, but you guys will know what I'm talking about. Big Fred, the CEO of Fast Shows, presents the third annual White Castle Street Racers Reunion. That'll be Sunday, August the 25th, from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reggie McKenzie Football Field on Hamilton between Oakman and Puritan. I don't know if I'm correct on this now. He said, come on out and bring your bad rides and be a part of the Street Racers history. Street Racers history. It is the return of the Street Racers. Hold on. Shit. Okay, I'm sorry about this because I hit the wrong button on this. It says, be a part of the Street Racers history. It is the return of the Street Racers baddest in the city. Come see old friends and please announce it to all of those. Please come out. It's an open invitation and participate. So for you guys that know what it is that I'm talking about, Big Fred on the 25th, which is next Sunday, he will be hosting a show over there. Well, we got a bunch of hands. Uh-huh.
I heard Dom, the executioner, was on kill.
Yeah.
He was on kill, but you know he didn't win the shootout. But I heard, you know, he was trying to go for some records. I ain't gonna say what the record was, but the time I'm not gonna say all that. But he was trying to go for some record.
Okay. Now, my thing, who went to the finals on that race? If there's anybody here that can
The finals was Danier and Dom.
Oh, so the final was Danier and Dom?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's the deal, Junior?
Man, what's going on, man? You sound like you having a rough day, man.
Man, I just woke up. Well, I was up early, but I just got back up.
Well, you got up at the right time, then. What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing at all.
Now, you know I ask questions. Red, what's happening, brother?
What's up, man? Y'all all right?
Yeah, we were struggling here for a minute, but I think I figured it out, though.
Oh, man, I was just in Pontiac, man. There's a big powwow, you know, all the Pontiac races. Everybody cars up and running, so they out here at each other's head. 131 is going to be interesting at the end of the month because it's some good lock-in races. Stutterbug and Little Cotter just locked back in, and Big Dale locked in with Malibu Brandon. Squinch locked in with Stutterbug, and these guys have got so hyped, they about to go out on the street and run right now. BMW and the Charger, they just put up $500 to run. So, Pontiac at each other's head, man. They at each other's head, man. Caston went home, they're going to get their cars, they talking about lining it up, and they doing their thing. Hold on a little second. I got somebody about to jump on. He looking for some action. He looking to start some trouble. He say he got his car back on kill. Hey, Little Cotter, come here. Hold on.
You on the show, man? Look at
that. Yo, what's going on, everybody?
Little Cotter, what's happening, brother?
Nothing much, man. Dang, they're out of breath dealing with some of these fake-ass races out here.
They say Pontiac putting pressure on everybody, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Say that again. I ain't hear you.
They say you down in Pontiac putting pressure on them, huh? Don't bag
We got a chokehold on all of Pontiac. Well, you know the Detroit boys is bad. We working our way up, but right now we got to secure Pontiac all together, and it looks like
we
pretty much got it.
That's what's happening.
Yes,
once you put your foot on their throat, let them go. Shit. Let them see the light first.
Yep, that's right. Well, I'm going to let you know now, if anybody on this radio show hear anything about a man named Stutterbug, and y'all might have heard that he this and that, Stutterbug can't even pack my parachutes, man. Stutterbug, I'm going to tell you this right now. We done went through a whole rigmarole of just bull crap trying to get him to lock in. He won't lock in. If anybody on this radio show hear anything from Stutterbug or got contact with Stutterbug, y'all can tell him he got the back tire on the 31st at Martin, 131. And that's a two-chassis 1633 lightweight Mustang against the stock suspension car on 29, he got the back tire. And as long as he keep a small block in it, for life.
Oh, damn.
Hey, man.
I know some guys on here sitting there like Carter pumping his chest. If I went to Detroit and got to yelling the same thing about some of these bad Detroit boys, I'll probably get my head cut off right about now. I'm going to tell you that now. But as long as it's a Pontiac car, ain't nothing coming through Lil' Carter. Nothing.
There you go. That's what's up. Represent, baby.
So,
hey, man.
If we don't get nothing going there, we're definitely going to be in the shootout for sure. We're looking to get into the shootout and get in my first shootout and try that for the first time.
So, so So the stunt plug, does he go in the fake ass racer land, or do you send him to the bounce house?
There's so many new groups. You could put him in the fake ass grudge racer list. You could put him in the buzzard list. You could call it. You call it. He in it. Tell Chemo. I'll say this about Chemo. They said they gave him that award and whatnot. I will say this. Chemo got a killer, and Chemo will race every now and again. Not as much as everybody else, but he will race.
Right.
Chemo, right. Send that award to Stutterbug. He deserve it, man.
I got to keep my award, but my award don't put names up under it. The very first name I'm trying to put up under it is Wayne.
Okay.
Oh, hell no. Hey, Chemo, let's go back to this now. Let's go back to this. We can't talk about a motherfucker if he ain't on the stage. Again, y'all know I cuss like crazy. If anybody feels offended by it, I apologize. Hang up the phone then. But this is the way I speak. Hey, Chemo, you can't talk about a motherfucker if he ain't on the phone, man. That shit ain't cool, man. You know, you got to let the man defend himself. But my understanding is, you showed up with a race car. He showed up with a barbecue grill. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I think he left.
Hey, Lil Junior, this Reds. Lil Junior say he's going to call back in. Lil Cotter. Squinch over here, too. Say Squinch say he putting his ass, he's putting everybody's ass when he get his car right. He should be at one. He should be at 31. Pontiac about to put themselves on the map, man.
Well, Pontiac got to come on with it, then.
Sir.
In the great words of my man, Tate, you got to show up to show out. Everything else talking about don't mean nothing. If they ain't out there, they ain't doing nothing, man.
They will be at 31.
That's what's
they
happening.
Will be at 31, man. I'm out here being a foot soldier trying to promote this event and get these grudge races here on 31. I'm gonna get out of here, Jim. Yep, I'm trying to get out of here. I'm up in here. Hey, Stutterbug did call out. Listen to this. I got breaking news. Stutterbug said he was gonna put a little bit of. I'm gonna be there. Stutterbug just said that he gonna put a gap on Gold Digger on the 31st.
Damn.
Oh well, shit. Lock that shit in. Hey, Joe.
Hold on. Gold Digger's ass. I got it on tape and it's gonna download tonight. As soon as I send it to Slouch, he got it on. He put.
Aaron is on the phone now. Tell him get his ass on and lock his ass in.
Stutterbug said he gonna gap the Gold Digger.
He said he gonna bust his ass.
I mean that's a hard statement now.
You know what I call it? I call it Porky Pig. You know how Porky Pig stutter. That's what I call it, Porky Pig.
Hey, man, me and Kimo walked over there, man. I said, hey, man, what's going on? He like, nothing, what's up, fellas? Y'all all right? Me and Kimo standing there. We look at each other. We like, well, we heard they called him Stutterbug because he stutter, but this guy ain't stuttering. We say, this your car, man? He said, yeah. So you racing it today? Yeah, I got a little something on the float. Man, the man talking crystal clear. And Kimo look at me and kind of nudge like, I don't think that's Stutterbug. I said, you Stutterbug? He said, yeah. I said, oh, I'm telling this Kimo. That motherfucker went straight on the two-step. Nothing else. Now, me and Kimo stood up there and had a 20-minute conversation with that motherfucker. He never stuttered, never bumped or nothing. So as we introduced ourselves, man, we couldn't get another word out that motherfucker that night.
Damn.
Hey, Tone, that shit ain't cool, man. That shit ain't cool.
Hold on, Kimo, did I lie?
No, he's not one time, not one time.
Hey, man, me and Kimo laughed till we cried. I say, man, what the fuck just happened to him?
Hey, Tone, you know what the thing is? Precious sometimes is a motherfucker, you know?
Man.
You put a little bit of pressure on him, man, and he get tough, man.
Hey, he came to run Kimo's car that day. So he telling us, you know, he said he wants to shake down. So he go do his shake down. Kimo say, well, you know, let us shake down. We shook down. And, man, we shook down and he shook out. We could not find this motherfucker. He over there trying to run box 98, man. So we tell him, like, well, Stutterbug, how you going to race somebody else? And you came here to race up. He said something was wrong with his car. Some kind of solenoid he had. Was it a solenoid or a relay? It was something that he needed.
A
regulator or something. Whatever it was, described it. And he like, ain't nobody out here got nothing like that. And Doc's standing there with that 9-8. Doc said, well, wait a minute, man. What do it look like? And he described it. He said, it's an older one. You know, don't nobody really run this no more. You know, I've been meaning to change it, but I just run that old shit. Ain't nobody out here got it. So Doc like, do it look like this and it look like that? Doc described it. He said, yeah, that's the one I used. Doc raised his hood. There you go right there. You can take the motherfucker off my car. Hey, his next thing was, well, I ain't got no twos. Doc said, I got a whole shop in the back of my trunk. You use my twos, take it off. Man, that man still would not go. Doc took parts off his car and told that man, here, you can use mine. Just go ahead and race.
Wow.
Hey, man,
people have issues, man. You can't fault the man for having issues, man. Come on now.
Hey, man, listen. I got everything on tape, so can't nobody go back and lie and say they didn't, man. I started so much shit out here today. I had to
Hold on, you know what? One last thing. It took us forever to get him to the track. Hey, Junior, we at the track. It's 90 degrees sunshine. He talking about he ain't coming because it's raining. I said, motherfucker, you live in Pontiac. You're a half hour away. What the fuck you mean it's raining? Oh, it's raining real bad here. Man, we had people, we had Carter, everybody calling him, telling him, Stutterbug, don't you hear these cars going up and down the track? It ain't raining, man. Yes, it is. Man, they say it's going to rain, man. I ain't coming out there. It's raining. That man finally showed up about 11 o'clock that night. We had to beg that man to come to the track. He kept talking about it was raining there.
I mean, he's going to show
Stutterbug
up.
Stutterbug ain't been the same since Skip fucked him up.
No, he ain't been the same since Abe beat him.
He's going to show up August the 31st, ain't he?
But anyway, this is Meatball, and we live
right.
Our motherfucking cut. Last night was a good event. Tone, what's going on, my brother? Good evening.
Hold on, Carter. First off, Junior.
I'd like to say, Junior, for working the board for us retarded motherfuckers that don't know how to work it. Thank you, Junior.
That's all right. Because I'm probably the most retarded motherfucker out of the group. Shit. I'm the motherfucker sitting in a closet by himself. What the fuck?
Hold on. We got to give homage to my main man, Vic Fred. Had the Dream Cruise after party last night. I was working all night. I couldn't make it, but
Big Fred had his shindig over there. You know, I hope all went well for any of y'all who may not have showed up or you know, couldn't make it. And, you know, that's our main man. Fred do a lot for our radio and, show and everything else we do.
Yes, he do. And,
Yeah, he was. You know, he was sending out. He was sending out to Texas about the Dream Cruise. But like I say,
hey Tone, you saying that August the 25th. Let me go back into my phone again. Now that everybody's back online, Big Fred, the CEO of the Fast Show, presents the third annual White Castle Street Racers Reunion. It'll be Sunday, August the 25th. From 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reggie McKenzie football field on Hamilton between Oakland and Puritan. It says, come and bring out them bad rides and be a part of street racers history as the return of the baddest street racers. Come and see old friends. It's an open invitation. Everybody's welcome. Please come on down and join. So for those of you who have an opportunity, August the 25th, go on down there and have some fun with Big Fred and the rest of the guys down there. Come on back, Meatball.
Oh,
what's happening?
Man, yeah, no doubt, man. You know, not me for not sending that shot to my partner. My number one partner in crime at the event, Big Fred.
There you go.
Man, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to hold on now. Hold on now, June. Don't nobody say a word. I just got a text, a breaking text. Let me put this damn text in.
Tom,
bring in 313-9502. Please bring him in.
313-9502.
90. Bring him in, please.
Your mic is open.
What's that?
What up, Eric?
Who is we speaking on?
What's going on?
That's Street
King. What's going on? I heard my name being called.
Street King.
Let me grab this one, Meatball.
Hey, Street King, you know I don't like to have no trouble. I ain't into no bullshit. But Stutterbug out of Pontiac said, boy, he gonna gap the shit out your ass if he catch you at 131. That's what I heard. I may be wrong, though.
First of all,
hey, the video will be there. The video will be out by tomorrow.
Hey,
Reg.
Yeah.
Give Aaron the rundown.
Hey, somebody got some static out there, man.
Tony?
Huh?
That's you.
There
buddy.
We go.
Thank you.
Hey, I just left a, they were working out a Pontiac shootout up here. So, Squinch was up here and he was mentioning Gold Digger and Stutterbug went on a tangent saying he's going to bust Aaron's gold digging ass. And, something about the gap came out. It's all on film. I'll go back and review it, but I'm pretty positive of it. But he just said he's going to drag your ass. And I said, you sure? I said, I'm putting this on tape. He said, put it on tape. He even pulled the camera to his face. Said, he's going to gap your ass, drag your ass on the 31st. And I just wanted to, you know, I'm out here doing some street reporting.
Come on,
record this for me, okay? Can you record this for me and replay it for everybody in Pontiac? But Squinchy, since he's Young Money. Everything in that bitch got the back tie on the 31st. Everything.
Oh,
hey,
I'm rolling into the crowd right now. I done turned around. I'm about to put it out here.
Little
Collison, they don't want no trouble.
Man, you tell Quincy he can lock any of them in. He got my word. He can lock in. And it's locked.
He said, Aaron,
so Aaron anything,
said
anything
he will lock in with you after the 24. He's going to take that race, and he will lock in with you after the 24.
29.
Hold on.
It's the only thing I'm asking. Don't come on no 31s or none of that. You come on 29. You come on 29,
man,
10, 5.
Man, my car run on 28.
We say you on 28?
I let you out of 29. I'll put 28 on it. You lock enough money up. I'll run you head over to 28 and have your 29.
Hey.
Hold on.
Hey,
Dad. I will run
this
28.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, we don't run for that kind of money. We ain't got. We don't
okay,
run for that kind of money.
Well,
the most we can do, I'm going to be honest with you. The most we can do
it
is 1,000
and 1,600. It don't matter, Connor. I'll take whatever. We can run for 1,000.
Okay, he said he'll come on 28 and run your head up, or if you come on 29 you got the back tire.
Well, whatever,
come with his head up. You tell
Stutterbug,
I don't even want to raise him head up. He got the back tire.
Hey, did they tell you what Stutterbug had to say about you by the fact?
Yeah, I heard it. He just talking,
though. He said he betting the gap on you. But anyway, back to what we talking about. We'll lock in after this next No EC, man. We still got to test and shit.
All right.
You know you got action.
Okay.
You ain't got we ain't got no choice but to race you. You a bad motherfucker. You a big block. If we going to do something, we got to race. But if that backfire offer still stands after the 24th, we'd like to take that.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
All right, cool. I'm going to put Reg back on. Here you go.
Gentlemen, right. I need a second. I need a second, gentlemen. Now that I hear all this back tire talk, Meatball, are you still on? Meatball. He might have fell off. Well, the reason why I'm saying about this back tire thing is, being that, again, a man come out of Chicago, went to Michigan, and my understanding was
on mute.
Meatball, the reason I ask for these few minutes is I was told that a man out of Chicago came and punished everything that got in his way at my. Am I correct on this?
Hold on. Now, hats off to Gagne for the win last night. You know, he came out there, he whooped ass. You know what I mean? But some of the, I would say this. Some of the cars that he didn't race, that I would love to see him race, you know, that didn't happen. Maybe they could get some locked in. You know, Gold Digger was on a
motherfucking tear. Junior was on a tear. You know, Dominic had a willy at the end. So, you know, shit happened.
Right.
But,
so
you got to give credit where credit is due.
My question, he was the most consistent then. And that's what wins.
Hell yeah.
That's what
hell
wins
yeah.
Right there. When you the most
consistent. That win races.
That's right. That puts pressure on everybody else. Now, with that being said, being that Gagne won, my understanding is that Gagne was offered the back tire by the Motor City Mafia. Is this correct?
Hey, listen, man. And you know what the name was? The name is Cold Killer.
Well, I'm going to look and see if we can get Gagne on the line. Because, I mean, being that everybody in Michigan is offering back tires, I mean, I would think he would like to oblige you on that one.
Hey, man.
Before we get that on, I do have,
I hope I don't give this award out every week, but we have the award for the clown and character of the week. The clown and the character of the week. And that goes to Little Fred and Never Scared Racing. Little Fred, you are the clown of the week.
Hey. Explain what this the clown of the week is.
Hey,
man.
The clown, I will say it again, the clown and character of the week go to Little Fred and the Never Scared Count.
And why is he the clown?
He is the clown of the week.
Okay.
Now, anyway, back to our regular scheduled program.
Hey, Tom.
Hold on. Speaking of Never Scared, Kimo, ain't you locked in with White Trash?
Hold on now. Wayne is not. If Wayne is on the line, please bring in Wayne, because it is not correct for Kimo to be talking about somebody when they ain't on the line.
No. I just asked him, was he locked in? I heard he said locked in.
Kimo, give me a second. My understanding is Kimo showed up with Sub-Zero, race car ready to race, and Wayne showed up with a barbecue grill. I don't know what that meant or what the intentions behind that was.
Hold on. I thought it was to run yesterday,
but, you know.
Oh, okay.
10 minutes later, after he locked in with me, you got Willie Bob's on. I accepted everything he told me.
Kimo, a stip is a stip. If he stipped that you couldn't have Willie Bob's, you can't have Willie Bob's, man. You can't be mad at him about that. You shouldn't have stipped it.
No, that was not the case. The case was he had to make it through the shootout. I had to be there at 6 o'clock. All I told him, I was running White Trash with a small block in it. You know, I didn't care if he had bars on nothing. He said it was a lot. We went on. We got, like you say, the clown jumped on, Fred. Little Fred, because we got two Fred. And Tim, we going to fuck you up and oopy whoop. Wayne was talking shit. We had a lot. 10 minutes later, he come back. I didn't lock in if you having no bars on. I said, listen, he never said bars. So I just tell you, fuck it, man. We just ain't going to race because I ain't taking my bars off. I agreed to everything that he asked for. Being a lane by six, race by six, all right, well, okay, we can do that. Then he came back and said, I gotta wait to make it through we had a clause in there that he had to make it through the shoot. I told him, all right, you got that too. Then we went on and they did all their little shit. Then he came back, you can't have no bars on, but we was locked. Then he come back 10 minutes later, said, you can't have bars on it. Man, that man is a fucking clown. Gave him his 8 mile race too. I told him, fuck it, we ain't gonna go out the back, so I raced it to the 8.
What?
Hey, Tone, I had just muted your mic. I need you to move your phone around. There you go. I'm getting a lot of feedback from your phone, brother.
I'm muted.
Now, yesterday, I'm there at the track. I'm waiting on him. But guess who show up to the track? Your main man, Mel. My golly. By golly, I went over there and asked him to race. I'm racing Donye. I said, well, shit, man, Donye in the shootout. Me and you here, I'm racing Donye. I said, well, Donye really in the shootout, man. Let's go. You was talking all that shit over the window, how you going to beat my ass and all that. Zero here. I'm going to do something with Donye. So, needless to say, we didn't do nothing with Melvin. Then Aaron the one to race. I wasn't there to race Aaron. I'm there to race Wayne. But Wayne pulled up with a motherfucking barbecue grill. I don't know if slow trash or weak trash fell off the back of the trailer when he strapped everything down. Did he purposely leave the straps off of weak trash, but he didn't pull in with the barbecue grill. With the car.
You'd probably go roast your ass.
Well,
So what's the deal before I start opening these mics, man? Are you trying to engage with him or not? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is Street King.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a video, Detroit Hood TV. Some guy named Tough Rabbit Racing. Can somebody please get these clowns on the phone so I can race him? You got a Camaro. He was at y'all race last time. Black 70 Camaro, 71. He said he called me out.
They from Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, they say from down there.
Yeah,
well,
all right.
I'm
going to open
up.
I'm
going to open up.
Tough Rabbit Racing.
You said Tough Rabbit Racing. Well, if anybody on the line is associated with them or know them or know someone who know them, Aaron said, get them what on the line? He said, get them clowns on the line. Hey, I'm
I think Leon might know who
they
is.
Okay, well, let's
he
let's
made
go
a video. Davon was interviewing him.
Who was?
I think it was one of the Grudge Inc. guys. They sit on the couch. It's on YouTube. Under,
oh, that was Gunny. That was Gunny Picks.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Gunny Picks. Yeah, that's what it's under.
Okay, so you said Tough Rabbit Racing?
Yeah, you had it right. Roger Rabbit, Tough Rabbit Racing, Slow Racing, whatever it is.
Let me get a couple of these 312 numbers opened up and see what we can find. 313-0684. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior? This is Big Larry, man. How y'all doing? Tony, Kimo, all of y'all, man. How y'all doing, man?
We doing good. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, he's talking about, he said Tough Rabbit. Tough Rabbit is Frank in Indiana out there with Leon. They got that black Camaro, about a 70 Camaro. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about, Frank.
Get your ass down.
Well, they're trying to engage with them. So if you can, Larry, Leon, if you on there, get them boys on the line because I'm trying to explain to these guys, regardless of what they may think, I don't mean I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. But as I said, motherfucker, we fight over here. We ain't just going to lay down. We going to fight now.
Hey, Junior.
Leon,
I said no.
Hold on.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question? I'm trying to get some clarification here. Word on the streets, when Kimo and Wayne locked in, you was a DP man. Now, what was the situation with that? Were they locked in or were they not to run these Willie bars? Now, what is the status with that? See, Kimo, he's biased. So, you know, we can't really take his words. We don't have Wayne on there. Both of them got their stories. You were the neutral party. What happened with that situation?
Well, see, with me being the neutral party and being a DP man, my job is to make sure that everything goes the way that it's supposed to. And what it was, they locked in 8 Mile, Pro Tree, Small Blocks, and I think it was 28 to 29, if I remember correctly, on the tire. I don't have the paper right here in front of me. And that's what they locked in on. It was something happened in between that time. And what happened in between that time, I think Fred or Lil Fred or somebody, every Kimo was talking to something. And then after a while, I think Wayne's phone dropped and Lady A got it back on. And then that's when after they had locked in, he brought up stipulations about no wheelie bars. You know, so that's what I had wrote down on the paper, and since they couldn't come to a mutual agreement, I kept the paper. But that's the way that they had locked in. Did nobody say anything about Wayne? Didn't say anything about Willie. Did Kimo say anything about Willie Bond?
Exactly. Yo, I ain't got a lot of kids.
Larry, that was a lock then. That was a lot.
But what happened was, with them having a lock like that, when he come back and said that he wasn't running nobody with no bars, you know, and he said that he wasn't gonna run that race, you know. So whatever Kimo and Wayne did from that point in time, I was letting them work it out because of the simple fact that if I'm a DP man, y'all put that money in my hand, and whoever wins.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to give that money to the winner. See, that's my job.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Because that's why they made me the DP.
Larry, after we locked in, was they or was they not talking shit? Wayne's phone was working real fine. You know, he's talking about, oh, I dropped off. That's bullshit. You didn't drop off because y'all was talking about how I ain't beat nobody and Spanish cheerleaders, they was on my ass. The phone didn't drop until he realized that shit. I locked in and didn't say nothing about Willie Bar. Then he said the phone dropped.
Right.
But they was on my ass talking about how, oh, he didn't beat nobody. You ain't going to beat nobody. 10 minutes later, you come in, oh, I said something about Willie Bar. Like Larry told me, or Timo didn't say nothing about Willie Bar.
No, I just, neither one of y'all said nothing about Willie Bob at the time that y'all locked in, you know. I ain't gonna lie for him, and I ain't gonna lie for nobody. I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it right down the main line.
That was a lock. Hold on a minute, we got some background noise here. Hello? Yeah, that was a lock, Junior, with him saying that.
With him saying that he wasn't going to race nobody with Willie Boss, he's never been known to race nobody with Willie Boss. From that point in time, when they came up, I got out of it. And the reason I got out of it is because of the simple fact that I didn't have no money locked in my hand. But if I had money locked in my hand, I have to give my obligation is to give the money to the one that wins.
That's correct. That's correct. But you know what, Larry? And I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a thing that's called honor amongst men. And if your word ain't shit, I mean, to me, and again, I don't say this to offend anybody, but this is a fact of life. If your word ain't shit, you ain't nothing, man. Because when you take everything away, you take the money, the cars, the women, the houses, everything, the only thing that's left is you and your word. That's it. I mean, I understand his point, but that goes back to this. In the heat of the argument, in the heat of the stipping, you need to know what you're saying. Because that's why you can easily catch yourself up.
Right. That's why I slowed down, Junior, because every time you turn around, I'm locking in and I ain't thinking. I slowed down and I said, listen, man, I'm going to lock in and run white trash with a small block in it because they got so many. Oh, this child's play, this check. No, white trash is the time run with a small block in it.
He said, you have people with all these multiple cars and multiple motors. You're going to specify now.
you write down
numbers and everything.
And listen, he knew what he was talking about, but it is what it is. But they get on here and, oh, then he got the wrong me to run Turbo GT. We're not talking about Turbo GT. We were talking about your car, young man.
But you know what, Kimo, I'm going to say something real quick now. Your best bet is keep messing with them boys in Michigan and Detroit. You better leave these boys over here alone, man. I ain't threatening
you.
I ain't threatening you. I ain't saying nothing out of place.
I'm not trying to race none of them guys. Hey, Junior, like I said,
when you were talking about guys over there, I told all grudging governors got action. The governor of Illinois has got the back tie. The governor of...
Okay.
I don't know where B is from now. I don't know what he claiming now. What flag he flying? He got action. And the governor of Detroit of Michigan, he got action.
Hold on.
All of them need to get their ass down.
Hold on. I understand that. Hey, Tone. You know I speak to you in a different language. Okay, tough motherfucker. I understand all that shit you talking about, but I was directing this conversation and these words to Kimo. You need to leave motherfuckers on this side of the border alone.
Hey, Johnny A got the back tire, man.
You save them for last. That's all that is, Junior. I mean, it's not that I'm scared of them, but I'm trying to, like old boy said, he was trying to clean up Pontiac. I'm trying to clean up Michigan right now. I never said
you were scared. I just said it is in your best interest if you leave anything on this side of the Indiana-Illinois border alone. Again,
and that's,
it's not
that's fine.
Larry,
that's fine.
Larry, am I lying to
you? I tell you what, you know what? Hey, I tell you what. And you know what? Kimo ain't even gave me booking rights, but I'm going to go off and lock
you
this
in. You ain't
going to
tell me. Tell
SVO get his ass down with Kimo's car today. Tell him to get his ass down. Fuck SVO.
Hey, Tom. Damn. Tom, me and you cool, but you
damn.
Ain't telling me nothing. You may be talking to them boys on your side of the border. Now, if you would like to say something to me, you better come in a different manner.
Kimo will run SVO out the back motherfucking door the 31st at Martin Michigan. We'll lock in one on whatever out the back door
okay.
with SVO.
Okay, I'm going to do this again. Anybody that can get in touch with, I'm going to restate this. Anybody that can get in touch with, what'd you say, Rabbit Racing? Quick Rabbit Racing? Anyone that can get in touch with, Tough Rabbit Racing. Anyone that can get in touch with E-Works SVO and that crew, anyone who can get in touch with Donye, please. I know I got a lot of hands up here. I might be missing y'all, but just keep hitting that button because I'm going to see it flash sooner or later and go down on these suckers. Because for real, Tone, it's almost the end of the season, man. I'm getting real tired of y'all motherfuckers talking crazy every time you get on your show.
I was just saying, man, we tired of all these jokers false flagging. You know, the same individual that went to backpedaling on Kimo went to backpedaling on me. Man, tell me lock in $1,500 on $2,500 or better. Head up, pro tree, eighth mile. I agree to everything. I take my lockup money over there. I'm waiting on a response phone call, and then Joe goes to talk about, I ain't done enough racing to race him. I ain't worthy of it. Man, playing, man.
He ain't lying. When's the last time you raced, sucker?
What that got to do with some money, man?
Hold on a minute. Don't get mad at me because your boys be hitting you in the mouth and in the eye. You want to take that shit out on me now.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I'm trying to play too. Don't invite me to the prom and then when I get there, you don't want to dance, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm tired of all this damn wiggling, man.
Okay, we're going to end at Big Dog. Let me go through some
Tone,
of these.
Then Meatball sent on the damn lockup, man. You believe that?
Right. Man, I lost all the way around. I go to get my damn lockup money back. I lock in $1,500. I get there. I got $500. He talking about, well, it took me too long to come get it.
Hey, Meatball, you ain't saved me a little hundred or something, man? God,
hey, man, hey. He was well worth every penny.
You got any pictures or anything? You got any pictures?
Listen, I get your number and I will send something over to you.
Send them to the special email. Don't send them to my phone.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir?
Hey, Junior, I must have specifics that I explain this to not just Michigan, not just Illinois, not just Detroit, not just Mississippi or wherever. If they lock in with Larry, it has nothing to do with friendship, man. It's business, man. And when I get it, I'm going to do what's supposed to be right by it, man. That's the bottom line. So I don't want nobody to take this personal because if I'm asked, I'm going to tell the truth. And if I see the winner, I'm going to pay the winner. You know, because I want them to know this is not personal. This is just let's go out.
Hey, Larry. Another thing is for all of those that are listening, man, don't talk yourself into something that you know in your heart you can't handle, man. Because you come back in here and you look like a fool. You don't want to lock in. Don't lock in. Lock in, especially over the phone, man. That's a man's word. I mean,
that's right.
A lot of people, and again, maybe to some it don't mean shit, but to most men it does. Man, don't say something that you can't handle. You know, if you're going to lock in, be man enough. Hey, if you stuck your finger in your ass, learn how to pull it out, but stand up, baby. Hey, Tone, let me open up some of these mics because I'm hoping we got somebody here that can shut y'all up. I don't want to say the word, but Shut y'all the hell up, damn it. 708-4697. Your mic is open.
Just looking.
Hey, Tone, you see how I'm going to pick these numbers, right? Because I'm trying to get some action for y'all. 73-7399. Your mic is open.
773-7399.
Just listening there, bro. Just listening. Hey, so all my guys out of Chicago, if y'all got a way of getting in touch with Danye, Eworks SVO, Tough Rabbit Racing, man, had them people come on in, man. It's time to start serving these dudes. I it's Sunday. I know Sunday's a day of peace, but I just don't like the way these dudes talk, man. Your mic is open. Oh, man. Yeah. 973-6685, your mic is open.
Fellas, what's up?
What's going on? Who we got here?
This young fan from Jersey, looking to come to Chicago and work.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You was breaking up there, brother.
No, young fan from Jersey.
Oh, you from Jersey? Well, welcome to the show, brother. What was that?
Who this, Steph?
Huh?
What's your name again?
Youngster.
Okay. Man, I can't hear you, brother. I mean,
can't make it out.
Yeah.
You hear me better now?
Yep. Yeah. There you go. You on now. What's
up? Yeah,
happening?
There you go. You on now.
From Jersey, my name's Youngstain. George Williams invited me on this show.
Oh,
yeah,
Youngstain.
What's up, man? Thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for coming on. This slouch.
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Trying to get y'all some action so y'all can come on over here on the 31st.
If y'all give me some action, I'm coming.
I ain't trying to jump out
my class. I'm trying to stay in my class. I ain't asking. I ain't giving. If you get shit like me, I'm on your ass.
What you working with, Youngstain?
I got a small block Mustang, stock suspension, on motor. Inline head, one carburetor, out of box intake.
You talking about Bud Light?
Nah, my car is Showtime.
Oh, the Burgundy, the pretty one.
Yeah, that's my car.
Oh, yeah,
Bud Light.
That's
my uncle's car, but I can speak for that car, too.
Okay.
That car be there, too. You know what I mean? That car is inline head, standard degree, small block Ford.
Hey, what about we give you the same race that you got in Maryland with a big black Mustang? Same race that you got, one and one.
That race there was an insult race. I really can't run them cars like that, but I ain't like how he was talking to me.
Okay.
So I really like to stick in my class. You know what I mean, I can't run any car the same way. I mean, but George said there's some motor cars out there. If y'all got somebody that in mind, and we can agree that we sit alike, I don't have no problem traveling. I really was asking,
well,
I ain't giving. So,
well, for all you guys that got the motor cars, the man calling from New Jersey, as long as y'all sit as he described the car, you got action. Tone.
And they can
again,
sit better than me. I don't got no mini tub, no coilovers. I ain't got no bars. I got stock AutoZone shocks.
Y'all got action.
I ain't got all that fancy shit. I just want to gamble.
The man said he ain't asking for nothing and he ain't giving nothing. So, hey, Tone, again, you know how I do, man. Where y'all at now? Y'all real quiet now. What's happening? Huh?
Hey, Meatball.
Meatball, he
always
going
on.
Come on in. Come on, Meatball. Does a gentleman hear Meatball?
What's going on, Slop?
That would like to
about,
engage.
What you think about Skipper with that car?
Oh, well, hold on. Who does Skipper?
Well, actually,
Skip
So you skip one Bud Light. That's what he wants.
That's the Batman
car?
I don't know
if Skip going to run that car or not. Because Skip car is a street car. A flat out street
that
car.
Batman, is that that Batman car you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that he'll run it. We're running with Bud Light too. But we got to lock in some bread. We got a 18-hour drive, so we got to lock up, you know what I mean, some bread.
Skip said he ready to lock in. Skip said he ready to lock in.
Hey, Slouch.
Yeah.
Hey, well, anybody in Chicago, can anybody get in touch with, what was that, Tommy? Is he running?
Oh, you talking about Big Tommy.
Yeah,
but
Tommy.
Tommy.
With the
Trans Am.
Yeah, he run all motor.
Bertha. Is it
Bertha?
Yes, sir, that is
Big
correct.
Bertha. Yeah, Big Bertha. Big Bertha. He run on motor.
Well, I mean, 773-708 or 312-630. Another one. If you can get in touch with Tommy, come on in. We got action going on, baby. 773, your mic is open, 3969.
What's up, fellas? This is Big Perm, Eastside Stranglers. I'm going to go and try to get in touch with Tommy right quick. I hear Young saying I'm going to try to see what he do. I know Tommy would like that action.
That's what's happening, man. If you can't, hey, Perm, if you can, get him on the line. I know we got some horsepower cars out here that fit the bill. So, I mean, we're going to make his ride worthwhile. It might not be going back home, but it will be to come down.
Well, they got to run for their money. They gonna have to put up a fight. They ain't got no pump.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. Let me get this other mic here. 773-7399. Your mic is open.
Hold on one second, Jay.
Yeah, this is Jeff, man. I had to grind a pound. They grind Big Bertha.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, what's happening?
What's going on?
Come on in, baby.
What's happening?
You got the floor.
Yes, sir. The only thing about that is we got a big block. If you don't mind racing no big block, we can get action all day long. It's all moving.
Conventional heads.
Conventional head, yep.
Stock suspension?
Nope. Black hat.
See, there, I got to go with that. I like it. No disrespect, I don't want to ask. I want to run something like select me, because if I ask for something, you're going to feel like, all right, well, but let me make it like this. Cars that don't sit like me, I can't run any A and anything in the blind, but if you know what I mean, describe it to a T to me like how you saying, and I feel it's saying you make the race right, I'll try it. But you starting off with a big block. You know what I mean? I got to charge you for what you got.
I understand that, man. I just heard Tommy's name being mentioned, and so I think about me being a driver of the car and a tuner of the car, I figure I push for one button.
Well, any two cars can race. Put me in the race and we might gamble.
Well, that sounds like a plan. You coming up this way, 31st or September 8th?
I'm planning on coming the 8th. George invited me down, and I'm making some arrangements to come down there with me and my squad.
I got June on the phone with me now.
That's cool. I mean, you got a big block back half. What's fair?
I'm sorry?
I said you got a big block back half.
That's from out of Jersey there, Bookie.
Joe?
No. Showtime.
With
Showtime,
Mustang?
Bookie, the Burgundy
Stephanie?
Mustang, yeah. The Burgundy Mustang.
Oh, him and Bud Light?
Hey, Junior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you see area code 219, last four numbers? 01, I think 48.
Hey, what were they talking about with Don Ye? I heard somebody text me and told me somebody was saying something. What happened?
That Don Ye got the back tie.
He got the back tie with what?
Killer's Regal.
Gold Killer.
With the Regal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, I'm going to just tell you this here. Well, first of all, he ain't coming. If y'all keep on talking greasy, I'm going to make him come.
what we got to say for you to consider it greasy?
I really don't know. I can't answer that, Tony. I really can't say exactly, but Bookie, man.
Well, let me tell you something. Again.
Hold on, Junior. Wait, he might get ready to say something. Hold on. Wait a minute. What are you going to say, Tom?
We got one on whatever, and he got the back tie if he show up on the 29 with no bar. Or he can put his big shoes on and bar, and we're going to run his head the fuck up.
What?
Okay.
Was that greasy enough?
That sound. My palms getting sweat.
Book it.
Yeah.
Hey, Book.
But you know what, though? Yeah, go ahead.
As you fuck around and release me, I'm going to run your ass with this chair key with your Camaro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, all you got to do is let me go.
I would have to think about that under the circumstances. I kind of know what you're dealing with, and I just might have my hands full head up, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can, you know what I'm saying? I might can't get back. Come on!
Okay.
I might get, hey, but look,
got,
what
I
I'm going to do, though.
I got that
hey.
219. That 219
okay.
line is open.
Hey, Tom,
on,
what I'm going to try
on,
to do, I'm
going
to, okay, go ahead.
Hold on one second, but, hey, E-Works.
Hello?
Yeah.
219, your line is open.
Terry?
This is Terry.
Terry, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Kimo.
I'm here.
Hey, Kimo, they want to know.
Yeah, we locked
in. But they want to know what tire you got on the car.
I'm gonna have
28.
I ain't changing shit.
You got what?
I'm,
you got on your car, Kimo?
A
29.
Okay.
A 29.
You got a 29 and a bar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They said they're locking in. 300 on 1,000, head up out the back door. That you good with that?
Yeah.
With the SVO.
Wait, can you repeat that? I'll just click back on. I'm sorry, son. I missed.
We got sub zero on a 29 with a bar. We'll run the SVO. And Terry, how y'all sitting?
We're not sure how we're coming.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we ain't. We won't be
Terry.
Lying. What's that?
Terry, y'all wanted to specify exactly what tire he had on. So
we didn't know if he was on a 315 or. Hey, Kimo, are you on a W or just a regular 29?
A regular 29.
Okay. Either we're going to come on a 28 or a 275. One of the two.
Okay.
Does that matter?
That don't matter.
We're not coming out of 29. We're coming out of 28 or 275.
All right, that's fine.
All right.
You okay with that, Kimo?
Yep.
Okay.
It's
400 pro treat. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
Out that back door? We're going out the back door.
We're going out the back door.
Okay.
All right. I'll hold the deposits. When we get there, if y'all put up the $300, the SVO versus Sub Zero. SVO is on a 28 or equivalent drag radio. Kimo coming on a 29 9W. Bar no bar don't matter. Head up, 400 pro street, track rules, out the back door, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
August 31st, Martin, Michigan.
Correct.
That's a lot,
brother.
That's a lot.
Damn.
That was easy.
All right. Now, what do you guys want to do with Turbo GT? And we offer Tony to go out the back door, heads up, too. If little Tony wants to ride the Bumblebee out the back door, he could be on a W, and we'll sit the same way. On a 28 or a 275, we'll run Tony out the back door, too.
You run the Bumblebee out the back door with Turbo GT.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well,
we'll do it with either Turbo GT or the SVO. What do you want?
I want to run you with Killer's Regal, however you want to run it, whether it's out the back door or to the eighth.
Run what?
We're going to have that title. We're going to have Killer's Regal there. I'll give you any race you want.
No, we ain't doing nothing with Killer's Regal.
Well, will y'all run Junior out the back though? Oh, you know what? Junior might not be ready. Junior car not gonna be ready.
I don't know. What's that?
Junior's car may not be ready.
Okay. So we are locked over with Chemo. And we're also looking for a race with Turbo GT too. So if someone wants action with Turbo GT, call me or Evans. Actually, Evans is trying to get in the line, too, if there's another 219 number on there.
Hey, Terry.
Yep.
Is his number a 2285?
What is it? What's Evans' last four numbers? It's like 614-5340.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Hey,
no.
Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Where's Lil Ron now? Did y'all get Lil Ron in the race that day?
When, yesterday? I haven't seen Lil Ron. I think Lil Ron's car is broke.
Hey, E-Works, hit that one book, whatever number you own. And I'll let you in.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Terry, do y'all have any all-motor cars in Chicago?
All-motor cars?
Special all-motor cars?
What do you got?
That white. It's a guy in New Jersey looking for a race. Showtime.
Who?
Showtime.
What? How's he sit?
Is he still on the line? Showtime.
He's a small block stock suspicion.
I don't see him. I got a Mopar, but he's on 29.
You said he's on
29
stock suspension?
No, he's a ladder bar or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's an old car. It's like a CUDA.
Is it a little tire car or is it a big tire car, even though he got a ladder bar?
He's on 29, a true 29, not a
29? Okay. Well, that might be something, because he said anything that sit close to him.
Hold on. Hey, Terry.
Yep.
Hey Terry, you saying this is a all motor car, this Mopar?
Yeah, it's an all motor car. He never sprays it. He's an old man.
Well, we got a guy over here who's got a 69 Chevelle tire. It's an all motor car. He's looking for some action.
Someone got some background noise, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I got it out of there.
Say we got a guy over here that's supposedly gonna bring his car on the 31st. I think it's like a 68 or 69 Chevelle, all motor car, big block Chevy.
Is it conventional head?
I'm not positive. I don't know.
Yeah, we just got a regular conventional car. Isn't that what I'm talking
about? Okay. So, Bookie, you had time enough to mull that over? What you think about what we discussed?
Hey, hang on. Leon's calling me on the airline. Let me see what he wants. Hang on.
Bookie, Bookie, you still there?
No, I think Bookie dropped. I can get back on the phone if you want.
Yes, please.
All right, hold on. Let me open a couple mics, Tone. 708-8152, your mic is open.
Well, that was you. 708. You used the mic pretty quick, didn't you, man?
Who's this?
This is Jason. Hello? I got Diane on the phone, man.
Oh, no, no. What it was, I heard some background. I heard some background, so I closed it up. I was just running through.
Okay.
My apologies. Can you please bring Danye in? Please.
There you go right there. I'm on the phone, fellas. I'm in the store.
Hey, Danye, you're supposed to be at the store. Congratulations on your win yesterday, man. You know, you win
indeed. Thank
you. You went, y'all motherfuckers out of Michigan, y'all ain't got to laugh. I'm kicking it with my homeboy. Hey, Kanye, I really appreciate you going over there and setting that shit straight with these dudes, man. You know?
Yeah. They knew what I was coming to do.
Hey, don't that Michigan money spend good? Them boys are motherfuckers. They sweet, boy.
Hey, that's why I'm in the show now. I'd like to thank them. Hold on, man. I got somebody I want to say
there
something.
There you go.
Thank you.
Close,
I'm fighting dick.
You very well.
Yeah, I hear that.
The state of Michigan. Hey, anytime you want to go to the store again, just send daddy to the state of Michigan. He'll get that paper.
Hey, Danya.
Yeah.
Hey, Danya, you go school shopping today with that free money?
Hey, that's right. That's where I'm at now. That's where I'm in the store.
Hey, Danye,
they started school Tuesday, so I couldn't do nothing until I came from Michigan.
See, this Michigan show, but you see they quiet as church mouses. But, hey, y'all could come back in. I mean.
But she muted all their mics. She must have muted all their mics or something.
No, the mic.
Junior, Dan said hold on until he came out the store.
Oh.
What's up, Tony? Hey, Danye. I know
yeah.
you're in the store with your family, but all you need to do, you don't have to say nothing, just yes or no. Will you accept the back tie on a 29 with no bar from Killer Cross?
If I show up, I sure will.
Okay. You got any other questions you'd like to ask?
I mean if my mother was born with a dick, she'd have been my father. I mean, what does that mean?
I always see it that that's my anniversary day. That's the day of my anniversary, so I wasn't coming. Depending on what my wife's talking about, you know, she making plans. I always say the same thing. It ain't changed. But if it do
right.
change, I will be in the house.
Okay. And you'll accept it if you did. Okay, I understand now. I apologize. I understand now. Okay, I like
see,
that.
Now you're talking correct. See, Danye, I thought me and Tone going to have some words. See, now you spoke correctly. Thank you. Hey, Danye, what better way
yeah.
to celebrate the anniversary spending somebody else's money, boy?
Yeah, but hey, y'all know how it is. I ain't got to explain nothing. You ain't taking no women to no damn racetrack on their anniversary.
Not
most of them.
You
ain't going to be able to do that. Danye, yeah. If you show up at the drag strip with your wife on your anniversary, you deserve to get paid just on that.
Hey, Danye.
Yeah.
This meatball, man. You still got that damn silly ass hat on?
Nah, man. I left it in the trailer, man. I'm going to keep it there. Yeah, we're going to get that one. That's all they got.
Hey, Tone. That man took everything. He took the trophy, the crown, the money. I'm going to say this like this because I think I can. Y'all dignity. That man took everything when he left Milan, man. Hey,
on my way up there, I posted on Facebook.
I got my kill everything in Detroit tune in it.
Hey, Julia.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Julia,
yes, sir.
Mute your own mic, man.
Hey, Meatball, guess what? I'm a muted. You know why? Because y'all been talking crazy all night. I told you, the minute that man get on the line, y'all going to be crazy. Y'all going to get real quiet. Y'all going to get
man,
sensitive. I mean, okay.
Diane had a rat before in his pocket. He had a horseshoe over his hallway in his house. I mean, what you say to the man? Damn. He got a lucky charm.
Okay. If Diane had all of that, so what you saying? Michigan is buzzing country or something? Because y'all have none but buzzing out there. I mean, you know. He show up to race. What'd y'all show up to do, man? I mean, seriously.
Hey, listen. The best car won that night, man, last night. I mean, you can't take
that
away from John Yay.
I never will. That's what I wanted you to say. See, if I say I'm wrong, because I'm from Chicago. But if you say, hell yeah, you goddamn right about that. And Tony?
Yeah.
Whisper, my boy.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's the number to call in the show? We got Turbo GT trying to get in.
616-768-7235.
I'm sorry, 619.
I'm sorry about that. My ass is a little bit fogged up. I had a tear in my eye when the champ came on. hey, Donye.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you something? Yes, sir.
What did you say?
It was 1619 what?
619-768. 7235.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Paul?
Tell me
if you want. Where's that bitch? Paul? Your mama said you ain't in there. You said you're outside.
Hey, I think we got some cars coming out 29. Anyone got one any action?
Hey, Terry, you're breaking up. If you can move around, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
What was that now?
I said we got some cars coming on 29s, too. Some fourth induction cars.
I mean, well, it's easy, Terry. All you got to do is call Michigan out. That's it. Y'all want action? Terry bringing a gang of cars up there. I mean, it's y'all show. It's y'all line. I don't hear nobody. I mean, what's wrong? Y'all scared to engage? I told them, Terry. I told them earlier today, I told Kima. Leave everything on this side of the border alone because it's trouble. 219-5340, your mic is open.
If he works, what's happening?
Chill.
Been
waiting on you to get on, sir. What's going on?
I'm up, man. I called the wrong number. I was on the other line. Other number.
You got everybody here. I think you coined it. You got Sub Sandwich on here. You got the Honeybee. Are you looking for some action, sir?
We're looking for some action for sure. The first one we want to knock off is Sub Sandwich, but I don't think he wants to run Turbo GT, so we're gonna have to knock him off with the SBO.
Chemo.
I'm not locking in.
I'm sorry.
Race. I got a race locked in right now. I'm not going to be locking in 30 races. But Junior will be there. He wants some action. He's sitting just like you, small block, stocks.
No, he does not. He got a big 29.5, 10.5W on the car. I already talked to him about this. He ain't changing the tire, but he got to make it right.
He do not have a W on his car. Stop lying. I brought the tires. He ain't told you nothing of the stuff. He did not tell you. He had that on his car.
Listen, the last time I seen the car at 131, it had W on it and bars.
It didn't have no W on it. No, it did not. I brought I went and picked those tires up too, sir.
Hey, so you want us to race a car with a 29.5 when we got a 28.10 tire? I don't mind racing stuff because that thing crawling.
You got suspension.
Huh?
He got stock suspension. It's even now.
What? Stock suspension versus line bar suspension? What's that made of?
Hey,
how fast do them guys go with stock suspension?
How fast they go like with stock suspension? Bagging up, man. Now, you just said he had a W. Now, he ain't got no W. Now, you bagging up on some more shit, man. Get your ass down and get off the phone.
We're ready to race. We're ready to race Sub-Zero. We're ready to race the Bumblebee. What are we waiting on?
We said you can lock in with junior cars, stock suspension, on a 29.
We already have four races locked in that day. Why would we want to lock in with junior's car? I'm just asking.
Man.
Can anybody make sense of that?
You just said you want to lock in with Sub Zero or you want to lock in with my car. But when we say junior's car,
because I like taking chemo and Tony's money. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. We take both their money before. We'll do it again.
What's wrong with that? Scared of junior? You scared to run junior or something?
No, we'll race junior, but we'll race junior when the car is right.
No. Okay, well I want you to lock in for him. Well, sir, y'all in the shootout, right?
Yes, correct. We're in a shootout, and that's going to be our number one focus besides the other four races that we have locked in.
List. We ain't got to argue no more. Junior didn't shoot out. So
there you go.
If it's death.
Hey, and to stop it, you guys want to hear something? I lost $40 because I bet two guys $20. Junior was going to win the shootout this past weekend, so he let me down. this was 5 days before I even knew he was in the shootout. When I heard Junior was in there, I thought he was going to win it all. What do you do? Break the car last night?
He popped the head gasket.
Pop the head gasket?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, Donnie's a bad man. He whooped everybody, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
he going to whoop your ass. You get out of line.
Hey, he ain't a bad man.
Hey,
he just went over there and put a chokehold on him.
Who did? Who put a chokehold on
him? Donnie put a chokehold on him. That's all.
I know y'all doing all the good talking and the best cars out there, but where the fuck is Leon?
Chemo.
Think that Leon is in the same league?
Hey, y'all got my mic open?
Yeah, your mic is open, Leon. Down on the ass, you go.
We started Junior early, and y'all said, hold on, I ain't know if it's over. Hey, Chemo, quit trying to pick those stuff, man. I got a 68 smell over here, a new car, man. You know how long it took you to put your car together? We was putting a new car together while everybody was picking on my heavy ass Camaro, so we got a new car together.
Oh, well, I was trying to race that. I'm trying to race the 68 or 69 Camaro Burgundy with Wild Performance and a black hood on it.
You ain't gonna see that car for a while. We got a new car now. I got a new car you'll be seeing me in. So that's the car you want.
Hey, Leon, they gonna hit the two-step right now, so be cool. Don't panic. They're going to hit the two-step.
Junior, we got to see the car before we say lock in, okay?
Shit.
It was at Myron a month ago, man.
Hey, Leon,
do you know who Tough was, the Tough Rabbit Racer?
I don't even know who that is, man. Y'all picking on people's going. I'm going to keep it real with you. Y'all talking about a person, they don't do no grudge racing, man. They just talk shit. They ain't racing for no money and nothing. So y'all might as well get your man off of them, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, quit chasing people.
They be on the show every night. They ain't on the show, but they don't race. They just got to kind of go to the track.
Oh, yeah. Street King was looking for him. And I think he's still looking for you, too.
Oh, yes, he is.
I heard Leon. Speaking we're supposed to run here last night. What happened?
Huh?
I heard Street King was supposed to run Junior last night. Why didn't that happen?
They were supposed to, they ran one time. Junior beat him, and Street King came back to run again, and the bottles wasn't ready, so they didn't run back the second time.
Gotcha.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Leon, hey, check this out, man. Don't bag off on me, man. Put your foot on their throat, man. Did you see how easy Donye did what he did? Man, get at their ass, man.
I heard it, but the thing is, he picking cars he want to race, but it took him a whole year to fix his car. We got a new car.
Right, now, when I went out, ran out and just fucking tried to race everybody, I was a goddamn fool. Now I'm sitting back picking and choosing what I'm doing the Oxford De La Hoya. I'm fighting in Florida. I'll fight who I want to fight when I get ready to fight them. That's what a good businessman do, man.
With that being said, Leon, place your call out. You are calling out who, when, and where.
All I'm going to tell Timo why he studied Juggins, we got a 68 Camaro. The new car is out, and that's what I'm waiting. You don't need looking for my car.
Junior, you know what? They all catch the same syndrome so far. They can't paint. I mean, they subcontracted. I guess everybody's subcontractors now. I'm looking to race their car, not their friend's
car. That's my car. You don't understand. That's my car, too. You're missing the point.
Well, Kimo, I got to say this because, you know, America was built on using somebody else's money, so it's no different. When you can't use your money, your car, use somebody else's car. That's the bottom
line. Okay, you're absolutely right. Well, guess what? For that 69, we got Junior car. I'm a subcontract, too. Now, Leon, what would you like to do?
Hey, Kimo, whatever boss car your boss got, we want to run that car, man. Only we'll run y'all on the 8th, man.
On the 8th?
Yeah.
Everybody coming to the party on the 31st. Don't be tardy to the party.
Hey, if you ain't coming to the 8th, what makes you come to why should we go to the 31st?
Okay. Oh, they will. Now, Leon, I'm going to say something now. My understanding, the Motor City Mafia will be at 41 on the 8th. They got already, and if anything, the boss has confirmed that. He's got two locked-in races, and he coming to do what he needs to do. So he will have action.
Hey, you can all have fun there. That's all I'm going to say about that.
You will. That's right. That's an all-out street racer. Now, can I say something with regards to that? For all these, and you could take it offensive, you could take it any way you like, but I always say it the way it is, man. This is going to be some old school street racing shit. If a motherfucker need 3 in the hit, give him 3 in the hit. If he need 5 in the hit, give it to him, man. Run their ass down. This is going to be all out street style racing. Ain't none of this shootout shit. They do have their shootouts for those who wish to participate in that, but the real racing gonna be the way we used to do it back in the day. You know, this bullshit about sit like me, look like me, talk like me, no, that shit out the window. So if you're trying to get some action, Michigan, on the 8th, come on down. They're going to find a way to accommodate you now. Tony. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir. I was on mute. Yes, sir.
We were just speaking about the 8th. Is there anything else or anyone else you would like to engage with on the 8th?
I'm the 20 killer. Anybody come on 20 anything down on their ass, I'm going.
Okay, 20 what?
Inch wheels. Hold on. I ain't going for the okie doke like skin. They got to have 20 something all the way around, not just on the front of the car.
Okay. Other than that, what else?
I'm looking for daily drivers. Like I say, just like the shootout, the street cop shit, full exhaust, you know, all interior, no roll cage. I'm trying to run all that type of stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure there's going to be plenty of cars that accommodate your ass, too.
I hope
you know, Hey, Tone, have you noticed the last few weeks, for some reason, man, it sounds like I got a little bit of animosity in my voice, man, every time I speak
Junior.
To y'all, man.
Junior,
yeah.
And Tony, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Does what's the cop have a muzzle on all the governors or just a Michigan governor? But I don't hear him
on
the line.
Hold on. Kimo, you asking the wrong guy. That's internal Michigan problems.
I'm trying to figure out the man jump on all these other shows and be popping off. He turned down. I mean, that, like they say, turn up first. Turn down for what, Wayne? Where you at?
Okay then. Okay. You want me to say it the way I see it? You ain't shit. He don't want to participate with you. He don't want to kick it with you. He don't want to hear shit you got to say. Was that a good enough answer for you, sir?
No, sir.
What Kimo is saying,
prior to his governorship, he was on the show every week. Now that he was inducted into the Hall of Shame, we don't hear from him no more.
Okay. I'm gonna take this to where you might understand it. Think of it like this: movie star, rapper, rock star, however you want to call it. When I was in the neighborhood, I had no choice to associate with you. But now that I made it to the top, what the fuck I want to talk to y'all for? That's all that shit is. That's it. The man, the governor, man. If you ain't got governor style business to talk about, fuck you then. That's basically what's up.
Man, I thought Grudge Inc. was about racing.
Hold on. Kimo. Ain't nobody here to represent Grudge Inc. again.
Leon is the governor. He can clarify any of this for us.
I'm not going to let you say something about somebody who ain't on the line. You asked a question. All I stated was my opinion. You know, I don't mean to offend nobody. If I did, I really don't give a fuck. But, you know, it's a disclaimer I have to use. You know? But, Emo, you're chasing a ghost, man. Hey, Tone, I got a couple lines here. Let me open them up, man. 248-0347. Your mic is open.
Hey, Slouch, what's up? Slouch, Tony, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Kev?
What's happening, Tom?
Where Reg at, man?
What's happening?
Not too much. Where Reg at?
Reg on, he on, he on mute.
Oh, I just want to see when he gets time back and we get a rematch. Hey,
All right. Hey, Curry's going to be ready.
Kev.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to move on. I know Melvin is a good friend of yours. Will me and him do a race, or he's spinning me? Maybe you could ask him that question.
Let me try to give him a three-way for you.
Okay. That's why
I like the show, because you guys will let somebody get on that show they got to say. Let me try to get the man on the show.
Hey, Kimo.
I just want to get the man on the show and see, like.
Kimo, can I say something to you, man, without you getting offended, man?
I ain't going to get offended, man. You know, but
listen,
let me say this before you say,
But I ask first. Let me say what I got to say, bro.
Go ahead.
You steady trying to invite people to the dance. Man, don't nobody want to dance with you, man. Don't you understand that? Leave that shit alone. You going to the prom alone, sucker.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
When I got an award given to me, you know, I was the laughing stock of the other town. Now I'm a car up and running, and I'm trying to get down. Where is all these clowns at? I mean, I know you heard Mel. Oh, I'm going to do something with him. And man, I'm a car that has two tracks in the car.
Kimo, I've been trying to save you all night. What you want to do, sucker, man? What you want to do?
I'm trying to have to go to Chicago and race that skill.
I'm saying I ain't got a race car, so fuck it. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, man.
Hey, 313-0797. Your mic is open. 313-0797. Your mic is open.
Must be heavy game, Mike.
Leave that shit alone, man.
Yes, sir.
Is it just me, or does this Kimo? That shit sound like you got a man crush every time you repeat that man's name.
Hey, that man was on national talk shows talking how he was gonna whoop my ass.
You gonna ride him to the end till he
ends? You know, and you keep it right. You just saying, hey.
Yesterday, let's say Friday, Jigaboo was at the track. Down on Jigaboo as I went.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
who's at Turbo, my friend, on 29th?
Kimo or Tony keep throwing that Turbo Mouth thing? What's his name, Junior?
Yeah.
Has he got no bars?
No bars. He's a supercharged car.
So you know, he's not a true 29 no bars?
True 29 no bars.
Mile?
Hey, Mo.
Yeah.
You running an 8 mile?
Yes.
Okay, lock him in. I'm gonna run you up with a boosted car on 29s, no bars. Also, we'll lock in 300 on 1,000 or better for the 31st.
What boosted car?
We're gonna run you a Mantis, silver Mustang.
How is it? Small block, big block.
Hold on, I thought that was the one y'all want to run with Killer's car.
With whose car?
With Killer's car.
I can't hear you.
Hold on, I got some background noise.
That was the car you wanted to run with Killer's car, but Mancia was having problems, so we didn't race. Ain't that the same car? Killer's car will be there on the 31st, so why don't we just go ahead and get that race off again?
I wasn't there for that. I don't know about that one.
Mancia know about it. You can ask him about it.
You guys keep throwing Junior's car at everybody. So Paul said, go ahead and lock in. He'll run in. He's got 29, no bars, 8 miles. He said, we'll do it for small money, 300 out of 1,000 is fine.
He was only throwing Junior's car at Turbo GT. Mancia wanted to run Killer's car. Killer's car will be there, so we can go ahead and get that race off now.
Okay. Well, you guys keep throwing Junior's car, so I just figured I'd call and try and find him a race. So if you guys don't want to run him, that's fine. We'll throw that one out the window.
Junior's car wants to run Turbo GT.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear Evan talk that long.
I mentioned that you said that Tony did say Killer Car was going to be there. Would you like to run Killer Car?
No, I don't know. I don't know who Killer is. I don't know who that is.
That was your mic. I had to close you. Okay, go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
You said for Mancia's car, we got a 29-inch tire, no bar, stock suspension, nitrous car. We're running today. Here.
What's that?
In my window.
I'm driving now. Hang on. I didn't hear you.
I said we got a 29, no bar, stock suspension, nitrous car. We run with Mancia.
I'll call Paul once I'm done. The only reason I asked Paul is because he called me, and you guys were throwing Junior's car, so I figured you guys were looking for a race. So if you guys don't want to run them, that's cool. No.
Okay. All right.
So I'll call Paul back. Maybe we'll do it next Sunday. The show's almost over, I think.
Okay.
Well, we still got about 20 minutes, so.
Okay.
I mean,
it's going to take, him a while to find it, Jim.
If you can, hold on a minute. If you can, Terry, get in touch, and, I mean, come on with it.
So you like that race?
You know, now, my understanding, Chemo, you were steady putting Junior's car out there. Not a man called you out for Junior's car. What's happening?
No. You were misunderstanding.
Y'all hear that beeping sound?
Wasn't
y'all
no
hear
bagging
that
up right
sound?
There?
Was
y'all
no
bagging way. Up right there? They want to race me with a ghost car that we ain't never seen. They done seen Junior car. They wants me to lock in with a ghost car. Come on now. Back in the day, yeah, I was told, yeah, let's lock in. Nah, man, we going to do it a little smarter and real. I want to see what the car is for a lock in. Is that okay?
Hey, don't get testy with me. I ain't got a car.
Hey, Junior, you said we was backing up. They say work smarter, not harder.
Well, you
hey,
know what?
Hey, Chemo ain't throwing no ghost car. So you guys all know Mancia's car. Mancia's car has been out for 5 years.
I don't even know who Mancia's car is. I know Turbo.
Paul Mancia. He's got that Pro Charge Silver Mustang. Everyone's has been at every track around for the last 4 years. It's no ghost car.
Hey, Terry. Terry, if you don't mind,
okay.
Hey, Chemo, that's the car that Biz won at 41 last year. If I'm not mistaken, that was last year, correct? That's the car he won
against
in the shootout? Okay.
Correct.
But I didn't pay no attention to the car. I never seen the car.
Well, okay then. Well, you know, again, Chemo, you know I'm on some shit. I've been on some shit for the last 2-3 weeks. If Junior or you decide you want to engage, y'all got action, man. Point blank.
And I also told him we don't know if Junior car going to be ready for Tone's race, so I can't lock
him. Oh, okay.
We don't know what's off
what
hurt on the car.
I thought you just said you were trying to lock in Turbo GT. Weren't you trying to lock in Turbo GT for the 31st?
Didn't you hear me tell Turbo GT we don't know if the car going to be ready? I know I told somebody that.
I was out eating. I didn't hear that. That's my fault.
I know. Everybody gets selective memory.
when it comes to locking in with this car.
Well, guess what, Kimo? If the car is ready, see now I got to ride with Illinois. I got to start some shit. Y'all got action, man. Tell Junior, Michigan Junior, that's
the
regulated
real
racing. Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth now. I'm going to tell
real
you this.
What did you say?
Timo.
Yeah.
If the car is ready, Junior got action. The man said you got action. You got all the action you can stand.
If Junior's car there, we gonna damn sure run with somebody.
Okay. And Tone, for the record, I don't care how many other juniors you know. I'm the only one I know that's the original. Well, fuck the rest of them. You can tell them I said that. Shit. Well, I mean, what have we accomplished tonight, huh? Have we accomplished anything tonight?
Sub-Zero versus SVO. Hit up Pro Tree. Oh, I'm sorry, 400 Pro Tree Track Rooms,
right.
8 Mile, 3 on 1,000 or better, Martin, Michigan, August 31st.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, you
say
4 miles, right?
I just want to refresh my memory.
Yeah, 1/4 mile. That's out the back door. Yeah, Terry,
okay.
Thanks. You're right.
Okay.
1/4 mile.
Yes, sir. Well, again, for all you guys, you know that man out of New Jersey called. He trying to make it this way. You know, he knows Slouch. Get in touch with Slouch if y'all can book something for him and lock it in. Because, I mean, honestly, you know I say things, I don't mean to offend nobody, but y'all clowns ain't funny no more. You need to stop bringing motherfuckers out of town. Yes, sir?
Hey, dear.
Huh?
Hey, dear.
Hello?
Hey, tell me, there?
Yeah, I'm here. Who's this?
Hey, this is Leon. Hey, is Aaron on the phone?
Who?
Is QT on the phone?
Man, I don't know who you talking about, man.
Street King.
So he said Aaron, Street King.
Leon, you yelling into the phone, man. You know, you don't have a heart attack, man. Relax.
Hey,
you looking for Street King?
Is Aaron
on the line? I couldn't tell you, but if he is, Aaron, your mic is open. You can come right in.
Who's that?
Street King, Aaron. If you're on, come on in. Leon looking for you. 586-3227, your mic is open.
What's up, Leon? It's Cutter Jr. from Young Money. What's up?
Shit.
Hey, y'all gonna run that mouth go out the back door?
All depends. We wanna run you, though.
Oh, hey, man,
I'm
answering your question, dude. Y'all
want to
run that
Malibu
out the back door?
No, we run it to the ace.
Huh?
No, we run it to the
ace. Come on, man, how y'all want to run me? Because if y'all don't run out the back door, y'all ain't never going to run me. I want to run y'all. I'll run y'all on the 31st.
What's your 30? The 69?
Yeah, it'll be done. I just got
a 69.
Check. It'll be done. Yeah.
All right, we can do that on the 31st.
I mean, shakedown pass is y'all need before y'all be ready to go.
Man, God damn.
Whenever you ready,
just come over to the trailer and we'll be ready.
Hey, listen, we get on these shows, we talk about racing each other, but I don't leave on the way to no 7, 8 o'clock to race, man. I don't need no shakedown pass on my top. When I come up there, I'm
going to
be ready to
drive down. Leon, he said whenever you're ready, come to his trailer and y'all can get down. So if you get there at 9 o'clock in the morning and you're ready, go to that man's trailer and engage, man. It's that simple. He said, when you ready, Young Money, am I correct in that? When he ready.
Whenever he ready.
There you go.
he feel like he want to jump, just come on over to the trailer.
Okay. How about this then? Off the trailer at 4 o'clock, we're going to run y'all head up out the back door. That's when I'm ready.
No, actually, we might not be ready. We got to take care of Pontiac first. But we will race you before the day is over with.
No, I don't want to wait for that, man. I don't want to be racing at nighttime. It don't take all that. For us racers, it should take all that to go drag racer, man. If y'all want to run me, that's
right,
what I want to do.
All right, we had knocked you off first, then we'll worry about Pontiac later.
Oh, that's bad, that's bad. Don't you fuck around and get knocked off, then what you going to say?
Shit. Hey, we ain't no money for nothing. We got some more money. We'll race again.
Well, I'll see y'all on the 31st.
Hey.
4 o'clock, see the lanes, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, that motherfucking chain... That gold chain, dip it in some jury cleaner the night before, because we want that motherfucker.
You're a hater. That's all that is. You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that chain.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, we want that motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Tony, yes, still on? Tony, you still on?
Yes,
yeah, I'm here.
Is.
Hey, you want to try an F-body? F-body against you?
What is it, Terry?
We'll do 8 mile. It's a LS style on boost. We'll try it to the 8.
A boosted LS?
Yeah, it's a boosted LS car. It's like a 2002 Trans Am, I think it is.
No, I'm afraid of that, Terry. I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm trying to find you guys action. You guys keep declining. I don't know what to do.
Hey, Terry, now, just as many as you tried to find us, we tried to find you. You're declining just as much as we are, Terry.
No, I'm just trying to help you out through the race, you know.
I appreciate it, Terry.
That's why I love you, Terry. You always try to help me out.
You know what? Terry, I like the way you say that, you know, and I know Tony really appreciates that, but I wish you would really want to whoop their ass. That's what I'd like to hear.
Hey, we're trying. What can we do?
Hey, Terry, I believe in one thing. I'm gonna say, hey, hold on. Let me put Tony. Let me take you in the private room, Terry. Terry, these suckers are sweet, man. Anytime you can put your claws in these dudes, man, hook these motherfuckers. All right, we back on the show, Terry. Yeah, we back on the Tony. Hey, Tony. Listen, man. I give thanks to the Lord for one thing, that he ain't give me the power to press the button to give control, boy, because they be beating your ass days and weeks, boy. I told y'all, Michigan, I got to give it to y'all. Y'all tough. Y'all just ain't tough enough, man. Y'all got one bad man out of Michigan. That's Floyd Mayweather. Other than that, man, the rest of you. Hold on. What did say? Y'all clowns. That's what that shit is.
Hey, we'll take 1-1 from Sub-Zero with the same car, and we don't have bars, and we'll be on small tires.
Terry, I think you might want to catch up with the crowd.
One and one from what car?
With the Trans Am.
Terry, once again, I think you need to catch up with the crowd. You're begging.
Okay. Begging, that's the first car. That's the first car I asked for anything with.
Hey, Kimo,
did I beg for any other...
Hey, Terry, is this car you talking about, is this a fully dressed car? Or, I mean, is it stock suspension? Tell us something about
it's
the car.
It's stock suspension.
It's got full interior in the car?
I'll have to call him and ask him. I'm sure it's got door panels and everything. I'm sure there is no back seat in it.
Okay.
That's what size car?
Huh?
Full-blown race car.
Yeah, Lex sign windows and glass.
Hey, there is not one guy on this radio show that doesn't have a full-blown race car.
You are wrong on that, sir. You are wrong on that.
I know. I backed up on that one. My fault. No, my fault. The caliber of cars we're talking about are not street cars, put it that way.
Well, I know one thing, Tony. I've been receiving anonymous messages. Is that the way you say that? Why Michigan keep backing up? Beep beep. What the fuck does that mean? Shit. What the fuck? Hey, I know who sent me the message. You listening to the show? Yeah, these motherfuckers are bagging up. Shit. What does the beep beep mean? Is that like a roadrunner thing or a Dodge thing or something that I didn't understand? What the fuck does the beep beep mean, huh?
Isn't that the roadrunner or something?
No, that's a motherfucker bagging up down the street as fast as he can. That's what that shit is. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you this, Tone. I'm having me a ball because early in the show, I had a lot of pressure on me. Michigan was, I'm trying to tongue wrestle with everybody, but the minute Illinois, Indiana jumped on the line, hey, you hear this? That shit quiet, ain't it? You hear how quiet that shit was? Yeah, crickets.
Indiana ain't bagged nothing up, man. What you call them?
What do you mean Indiana ain't backing nothing up? SVO's from Indiana.
Hold on. That's correct. Thank you. Leon told you he got that 68 Camaro he trying to get action with. Which y'all are trying to get in.
He got a W on the car. Hold on. How do that 68 Camaro fit?
Leon, are you still here, Leon?
One side.
It's a back half car, man. With the 33s on it. That don't matter.
He said it's not there with 33s.
The reason I say it don't matter, but Timo got Willie Bob on this car. So
hold
he
on,
should
hold
none of that.
Leon. You say it's a back half big tire car
up,
with Willie Bob's big block on license?
Yeah.
Huh?
You went out there today? Yeah.
We lock in 500 or better. We got 29-inch tires, stock suspension, no wheelie bar.
What car is that?
Leon,
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep it real with you. He want us to run Cold Killer car, right?
Hold on a minute. I got somebody here bringing some noise in.
Yeah, find that
hold
background
on.
Noise, Junior.
I may have found it. Okay. Leon.
Hey, Tony, so what you
Leon.
Saying, you want to quit running the Cold Killer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what car you preferring?
Yes.
Okay. No, we don't want to run that right now. But if you have it there, we might go off. But I'm gonna say this to you. Why you keep going and running dead body cars and won't you get your ass back inside and pull it out?
Say that again, Leon?
Look, man,
Hold on, you're breaking up, Leon. Hold on. Nope, you're breaking up. You real static, you being.
Hello?
Nope.
Okay, what about now?
Hold on. Okay, I got you now.
Okay, what I'm saying here, Junior, We talking about the cars up north. We don't need to go get no cars from the south to whoop our ass. We talking about the cars up north because I can go get different cars too.
Now, hold on a minute, because, Leon, now, I got to say this. You know I've been riding these suckers all night. I got to say this in his defense. That is a car that is, whatever it is, that tone has a control in that car, you know. Tone, if you want to explain that to him, you can. If not, then it don't matter. But that is a car that Tone does have that basically he can call it, run it, and do whatever he chooses to do with it. So it's a lot more than
let me clarify, Junior. Leon, the car you talking about, you don't own, but you're going to drive and you got booking rights. The car that I'm talking about, I do not own, but I can drive it and I do have booking rights. So what's the difference of where does the car reside? What difference does that make? You got more car than what we got. You booking that car, I'm booking this car. You driving that car, I'm driving this car. It's the same thing.
Hey, well, do you know what, Tony? If that car be there and we be there and you driving that car and I drive that yellow car, you know what? We going to tangle. You know that?
Lock it in then. Lock in 5 on 25 or better.
You know, I ain't never going to lock in. I'm down with that locking in with Detroit. You can forget that. I'm going to make my – I said I wanted to come to your race, but I'm going to come to your race just to run here and there. I can put a cap on that.
Are you running Aaron and them with your car?
Yeah, my car going to be ready.
Hey, you said you're going to gap us.
Be ready.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm trying to tell, what I'm trying to tell you, that car, that yellow car, that's part of mine. That's part of me and my buddy's car. It's a partnership in that. That's why I speak for that car. I'm speaking for that car because that car ready now.
Okay, and that gray car is part of mine. That's why I'm speaking for that gray car. So what's the difference?
You gonna drive that gray car, and I'm going to drive that yellow car. I like that. If that gray car be there, we're going to run that car. We ain't said that car.
Okay.
Great white hope. On your ass, he going.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Leon.
Let me
make up your mind. You said you wasn't coming to the event. So, I mean, are you coming or are you not?
I'm going to come to your event. I'm going to come to your event because I want to run Aaron them. And I hope they want to run out the back door. That's what I need to know. They said if they run out the back door, I'm going to come to your race. Other than that,
hey.
I don't want to. Because every time we get on these shows, they always say what they're going to do to me. But it always an excuse about an 8 mile race. And we need to come off of that 8 mile shit. Get out like you're supposed to get out. So that's how I'm racing a quarter mile.
Well, you got, yeah, I had to mute that one mic there. Well, Tone, if y'all got the gray car there and you driving, he will engage.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
I like that. I like
you know,
that.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't take nothing away from nobody. But what Kimo say, the Great White Hope or some shit like that? Only motherfucker I knew that was a Great White Hope was Jerry Cooney. And guess what? He got knocked the fuck out. So other than that, I mean, shit. You better keep hoping. Again, I ain't trying to offend nobody. But I told you today. Y'all, what you asked for, boy.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, Kimo. Yes, sir.
Junior. I got one more thing I gotta say. If you hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
September the 29th at Byron Dragway, where I'm throwing a fundraiser for Big Drag. I'm telling all the Detroit fans that they started up on the show, I appreciate if they show up and try to show
out. Okay. Y'all said it.
What time?
September the 29th at Byron Dragway.
Okay.
It's a big drag fundraiser.
Okay. And from what time to what time is that?
The gates open at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
The gates open at 9 o'clock. Track closed at 7.
Okay.
What's that on a Saturday or Sunday?
That's on a Sunday.
on a Sunday? Okay, well, we're going to keep passing the word then. Again, for everybody, we got August 31st, last man standing. Again, my personal opinion, last one going to be standing, going to be from Chicago, so I ain't worried about that part. September the 8th, we got at US 41, you got, I guess it's supposed to be the Street Style Madness or Street Car Madness. I mean, if you're into the old street racing, style racing, where everything goes, this is going to be the one here. And then again, you said September what, the 29th, Leon?
September the 29th.
Okay, September the 29th, Sunday. They're going to have a benefit race at a Byron Dragway. So, again, we appreciate everybody coming out. We also got a Big Fred. Again, let me make this announcement, because without Fred, we wouldn't be here right now, for real, you know. But let me find this. Again, for those who know where I'm speaking, because I don't know, Big Fred, the CEO of the Fast Show, presents the third annual White Castle Racers Reunion. It's going to be Sunday, August the 25th, between 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. It'll be at the Reggie McKenzie Football Field on Hamilton between Oakman and Puritan. So everybody come on out, participate, you know, show Big Fred and his group some love, because, again, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Fred and all he does for us, you know. Hey, Tone. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Did we also mention September 8th?
Yes, sir. September 8th.
I didn't know I got away from the telephone, but I just wanted to make sure that you mentioned September 8th also.
At US 41, I know everybody else call it, what is it, NLR? Me, I know the old US 41, you know.
Okay.
That show there, in fact, Larry, don't give us the rundown of the show, because I don't have the flyer with me right now. But
does
everybody know
yeah,
what's happening?
I don't have a fly with me neither, but I know it's going to be Big Sham, Leroy, and Gutted Pig Show. And it's
right.
going to be a streetcar shootout. And it's going to be other guests coming from the from Maryland and quite a few other places. I didn't have it handy. I wish I had it handy when I was thinking about it, but I will make previous. I will make some more announcements about it. Next time I will have a flyer in my hand.
Now, Larry, streetcar shootout, again, this ain't the streetcar shootout that most tracks, most events have. This is some true street-style racing. If you got a Suburban and a man want to give you 10 in the hit for Suburban, come on with it. I mean, it's all out.
Yeah, it's all out. All out street car, old school, old school.
It don't matter what it is. I mean, y'all know the way we used to do this, you know. It's going to be a hell of a show. You got Tone. Tone got a couple cars, couple races locked in. The Motor City Mafia has made statements on numerous times that they will be in the house. Okay, we gonna see how much action they can stand, you know. But again, August the 31st, Larry, we need to show a strong force, because again, Donye showed it yesterday. Them boys are sweet up there. Don't get me wrong, they bad. they bad, and I give them the utmost respect. Boy, it's sweet. It's sweet. I don't know if it's the water or the dirt they plant their food in, but shit, whatever it is, we need to keep going back. You know, the last man standing, the last time. Little Boosie. At this one, Kanye fade to black. I mean, come on, man. How could Illinois not go when they throwing money at you?
Hey, Junior, be cool for little Tony here, you man.
Who? Oh, you know, hey, for those who don't know, because I know sooner or later somebody going to want to hit me in the mouth or something because they ain't like what I said. Hey, man, me Tone real cool. Every time one of y'all from Michigan can get whooped, oh, yeah, shit. I'm going to pump it up for real.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, Slouch. I think I lost Tone here. Hey, Tone, you still on? Nope, I may have lost them, and if I did, I'm getting ready to close out the show. And again, you know, we want to thank everybody for coming on, showing your support. Big Fred, again, without you, this wouldn't be possible for the Motor City Mafia, Tone, and the rest of us. You know, we're grateful. August 31st, 131, Martin, Michigan, last man standing. September the 8th, U.S. 41, Streetcar Madness. September the 20th, I hope I'm not wrong, 29th.
27.
Byron Raceway. Was it the 22nd? I thought he said the
29th. It's gonna be two. It's gonna be one September 22nd in Montgomery, Alabama for Big Drag
okay.
Also.
There you go. We got one out of town and we got one at Byron Raceway. I mean, you know, all of you that can show your support. Again, you know, on behalf of Tone and the guys, they fell off. You know, I wanna thank everybody for coming on. Y'all have a safe week, man, and y'all have a good night.
All right, take care, Joe.
All right.
All right.